This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Somebody asked me the other day what that stands for. Medical Doctors Research. VitalFactors.com. If you want to keep your muscle tone, your energy levels, firm skin, and immune system all intact, try Vital Factors. I take one every day. I got the hiccups. Let me have some vodka. I call it the fizzies. I put it in a glass of water like an Alka-Seltzer, and it keeps you going all day. Now, you can get some, too, by calling 1-800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey, pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
What's in the treasure chest? Aspen Mills Bakery. AspenMillsPS.com. 323-3123. Tuna salad. Best. Voted the best of the best. It's fabulous.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley. So come in and check us out.
I'm trying to talk about food. I'm having trouble. Boucher P.S. Air, psairbar.com, 611 South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. The best airplane food you will ever have. They have wine tastings. They have shows. And I took my family there, and you realize we have some Air Force people in our family. The inside of PS Air Bar is the inside of an airplane. And we sat in first class. You'll catch on.
Hello, Joey Pals. I'm Dennis Costa. Come visit us at Boucher and cool down at PS Air Bar.
Foley and Stinnett Interior Design have a $250 gift certificate. They'll come to your house, and Dan with two N's will give you wonderful design information. And I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. 322-2268. Gift certificate from the Purple Room Palm Springs. Okay, today's Thursday. Thursdays bring Saucy and Slinky Chanteuse Sharon Mills. How many S's is that? Thursdays brings Saucy, Slinky, Chanteuse Sharon to the stage. I quit. PurpleRoomPalmSprings.com. 322-442. We're having lots of fun, aren't we, Joey Pals? And it works this way. Joey's got three children. So be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, I'll mail all of that out to you. I don't know, I might keep Boucher and Purple. No, I better not. Oh, there's a lot of food. Okay, I'll mail it out. And thank you for making the show. We've decided now I'm in my 28th year. The 27th year was up last November of 2022. So now I'm in my... I just aged a year since we started the program. But thank you for being so loyal all along the way. We do have fun, don't we? Okay, what a good hour we had. Let's go back to our regularly scheduled programming already in place. That sounds like radio talk. We resume our regularly scheduled programming and slip into a conversation I had with Wink Martindale. Okay, Joey Pals, Joey Pals, I even got your names wrong. We're going to continue our regularly scheduled programming. Now we're coming up to the present, and I want you to pay really close attention, because this is how you can enjoy that beautiful voice most days. Tell us what you're doing now.
Well, Sandy and I moved to the desert almost 2 years ago now, and we just love it here. I wish I'd have done it 20 years ago.
From
Calabasas, outside of Los Angeles. But we used to come down on weekends, and after 2 or 3 days, we'd have to go back to that life in L.A., and we kept saying, you know, wouldn't it be nice to live? Well, anyway, we moved down here, and we just love it. And I had been here just, less than a year, when a girl named Joey English introduced me to a gentleman who had just bought two radio stations, and we all went to dinner together, and this particular guy wanted me to sort of be the catalyst for his radio programming. And so I was thrilled, and he made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I really came down here to sort of be in semi-retirement. Well, I guess I am still in semi-retirement, but I'm doing what I like to do. I'm still doing radio, thanks to him. And you can tell who it is, Louis.
It's Louis Camella, Joey Pals. He's the new owner of iVox. And what you have brought to KWXY, which is the Supple's old station, legendary music for 50 years. Tell us how you've structured your shows, because I listen all the time.
Well, I'm on the air every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 3. And that's when I do these shows that I structure around my past interviews with the stars. And I have my own studio at home, so I don't have to go to a studio to do these. I pre-record them, so I do them fairly perfectly. And they've just gone over real big, you know. For example, this week on Wednesday, I'm featuring Joe Stafford and her husband Paul Weston, and then Paul Anka on Friday. So on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show, I feature a different personality from an interview that I've done in past years. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, they play my History of Rock and Roll, which is syndicated around the world.
You realize there's 93 million baby boomers. I'm the oldest. But that's the music we grew up with. And what I like about the way Wink Martindale does these is he doesn't say, okay, here's a song by Wayne Newton, and then we all sit and listen. You play the song, and then you talk to Wayne about the song.
I think that's something that I learned to do probably during my years at KMPC. As a rock jock when I was younger, it wasn't what you said, it's how fast you said it. It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock in here, and you'd play as many records as you could within the hour. When I went to Gene Autry's KMPC, I had the opportunity from noon to 3 to do a show where I interviewed people. I called them audio biographies. Neil Diamond would come in, we'd sit and talk for a couple of hours, and then my engineer and me would take that and edit it down and underscore it with some appropriate music that would lead into Holly Holy or something like that. And that's where I learned that it was not how fast you said it, but it's what you said. And so I did my research before an interview so that I would be up to date on what they were doing, as you are doing right now, past, present, and future. And it's paid off for me, and that's what I'm doing on this show on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and I'm just loving doing it.
I hear you at home, Joey Pals. You're yelling at me. Okay, KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, and you're on from 1 to 3, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Tuesday and Thursday, same time.
Yes.
Now, tell us about the history of rock and roll.
We've been doing the history of rock and roll for about 10 years, and I'm the narrator. I'm the voice of the history of rock and roll. And then I have two associates. One is the gentleman who does all the engineering, puts it all together, famously. And then Gary Thoreau, my other associate, is the gentleman who writes all of the material. And so when Louis decided to buy these stations, one of the first things he did was buy the history of rock and roll. And so it's on when I'm not on doing my Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show. It's on, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And we take different aspects of rock and roll. In other words, we might today feature the music of 1963. The next time we might feature the big bands of 1982. So every show is themed. And it's turned out to be very, very successful. I just got a call this past Sunday from a station owner in Monterey, California. And he said, how do I hook up with the history of rock and roll? I want to carry it. So that happens more often than you can imagine.
It's a beautiful show. And I think those of us who are the age we are now, we cherish those times and those memories. I know everybody says it was a simpler time. And at the time, rock and roll was terrible and you weren't supposed to listen to it and your parents turned it off. But now it really matters to us. It's our history.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we try to, not only do we play a lot of the music of that era, the 60s, 70s, and 80s mostly. And maybe some show will be a little rockier than another show will be. You know, it all depends on what era we're covering on that particular show. But I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. The way I do it is they write the show back east. They email it to me. The whole script, and then I, in my studio upstairs, I record it on tape and then email it to the engineer, who then puts all the music with that, and it's quite an operation, and it's been very successful, and I really enjoy doing it because I grew up with that music, so not only. I could ad-lib around it almost, but it's nice to have it all written for me so I don't have to work so hard.
And, I lost my train of thought. Say something.
I'm Wink Martindale. And
I was going to say something about the history of rock and roll. Oh, I know. We learn things listening to you do that. I mean, when I graduated from high school in 1963. But when I was listening to the music then, it was just the sock hops and the gym and all that. But now you give us so many details about our own memories. That's really precious.
Well, I think that, again, that gets back to research and doing your homework. Because any person who wants to be a rock jock can be a rock jock and not worry about what they say 90% of the time. But on the history of rock and roll, you know, we want to do our research. We want to do our homework and talk about the songs and what they mean to people, how they came about, the actual voice tracks of the stars who made the hits. And I think that's what makes it all worthwhile and makes it listenable for the average listener.
And you know what else, Wink? It's not lost to me. I mean, you're talking about interviewing the Beach Boys and people like that, but the Beach Boys just came through town. They haven't quit, and you still see them and talk to them, and they really honor what you did for them back in the day.
Yeah, I was the first one on KFWB in Los Angeles to play Surfing by the Beach Boys, and it just so happens that Brian Wilson happened to be in his car that morning, and he's the guy who wrote it, and he heard me play it for the first time. And then, of course, the Beach Boys get to be so big, and they are still strong to this day. They still fill up venues all over the country, the world.
Do you have any Buddy Holly stories?
You know, I never had the opportunity. He's one of the few that I didn't have the opportunity to meet because of the plane crash. But in 1959, when that happened, I was really and truly looking forward to meeting him when I came out to L.A.
And do you know Don McLean?
I've met Don McLean.
He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. So we'll all get together and celebrate the day the music died.
You know what I love by Don McLean? Vincent.
Oh, yes.
Vincent Van Gogh. Oh, God, what a great song. What a great talent he is.
He lives here, too.
I didn't know that.
He doesn't know you live here. You didn't know he.
Well, we'll have to get together.
Did you ever want to be a singer or a rock musician or play an instrument?
No, I never cared to play an instrument. Had I known I was going to be in the business when I was a kid growing up, I would love to have learned how to play either the piano or the guitar or both. But I never cared to sing. I sang in the choir at church. And I was in the choir. It was one of my more difficult subjects in high school. And but I never really never looked upon myself as a singer. I knew I wanted to be on the radio. And God bless him, the man upstairs granted me that wish.
What you think about, you bring about. I can remember listening to Arthur Godfrey.
Well, Arthur Godfrey to me was the best salesman that ever walked the planet. I've had people ask me, who are your favorite hosts? He's always at the top of the list, Arthur Godfrey. Second to him is Art Linkletter, who not only was a great salesman, was the greatest, among the greatest interviewers I've ever seen, especially with kids on that kids segment of House Party. And then Bill Cullen was another guy.
Price is Right.
Yeah. I loved him so much because he had such a great sense of humor, and he was so good at what he did.
Well, I'm going to tell our Joey pals that you trumped them all. We're so honored to have had this. I'm so glad we had this time together. Joey pals, this will all be up on my website with pictures. Thanks for sharing the heartbeats. Wink Martindale, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Joe. It was my pleasure and my honor to be with you because you interview them all, the biggies, and I'm right up there with them now.
We all are. We both are. And I just remembered it wasn't Neil Diamond. It was Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, Neil Sedaka. I did a show with him recently on my Monday, Wednesday, Friday show, and I got a lot of good reaction from that.
Everything old is new again. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, ACT tours. Remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And I really would love it if you'd go with me to Dubai this March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and those wonderful day excursions. Dana Haynes, the Capricorn sign began December 22nd, and it's still under the sign of Capricorn. Those are folks who are busy with work and solving problems for everyone else. That's normal for them. If you're a Capricorn, you need to be concerned with what governments are planning to do with the dollar and your savings. Mercury retrograde will end in January on the 17th, so watch any contracts you sign. Check the details before you do, or do what I do, call Dana. You can check her out at astrologyworldnews.com. Catch her when she comes down from the mothership. Desert Water reminds you there are current water restrictions, including no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save. If you need help paying your water bill, it's been raining, maybe you don't, right? Go to dwa.org/H2O. And they've got wonderful grass removal funding for low-income residents, dwa.org/grass. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, has that big after-holiday sale up to 50%, and it won't end until January 15th. Check it all out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, our dear friend Lalo Tachikin, LALOVisions.com. Says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the new year holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit that website. He'll, oh, no, I started to say it like Pat Boone, and I didn't do it right. Visit his website for more information. Now I'll say it right. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. It's got snow. Mount San Jacinto has snow. You can check out the latest weather forecast. Go to pstramway.com/tramcam. That's so much fun. Report on the Palm Springs Cultural Center /Camelot Theaters. Here's the menu. Soulful Sunday with Keisha D. Weekly from 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi. Weekly, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesday, Jazz on the second floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Weekly, 5 to 7:30 in the VIP lounge. Tuesdays, the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, bi-weekly, 7 p.m. in Theater 3. Check out everything and the movies. Don't forget the movies and don't forget the popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good first time reading in the, no, it's the second time, isn't it? So it was pretty good second time reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, Jeff Hawker, Frisky Business with Sonny, and Valerie Katz. Until then, you be well, and all the best.